Hey, what is your favorite snack? Okay, so mine is bread kaya toast. Literally, I just like bread kaya toast, and this is the local thing in Malaysia. So whenever you're planning to come to Malaysia, you may can try this bread kaya toast. Now you must be thinking that why am I talking about snack today? Before sleeping, talking about snack, not fair. Hello, my sweetie, you are listening to your favorite bedtime stories for kids by Panda Mama. And today's story is about the teacher's snack. Yes, my darling. So let me start the story. You must be on bed, yeah? Are you on bed? Switch off your light. Very good. Now let's start the story. There was a teacher who liked to snack while he used to teach. And he told the children that the snack was only for grown-ups, and was poisonous for children. Now one day, while the teacher was away, a child said to his friend, "Hey, why don't we take a look at the teacher's snack?"
"Yeah, I'm also interested to see what is there."
Let's go and see and watch what is there inside the bag. Let's go. The children peeped into the basket. And instead of some awful medicine as they had imagined, the children saw berries.
"Wow, berries!
Oh, I love berries. Let me have those berries. Oh my God, so many berries." The children ate up all the berries. They were delicious.
"Oh, I'm afraid. What shall we do now? We eat all of them. Sir must be coming. He must be coming back. We will be punished."
So all the children were worried. They knew they will be punished. So what did they do? The children turned the teacher's table and inkstand upside down and then lay down on the floor. The teacher came. They told the teacher that they had toppled his table by mistake. And to pay for their mistake, they had no choice. They had to eat those poisonous berries so that they can punish themselves. The teacher understood and of course knew better. He laughed out loud. "Oh my children, I know. You are lying to me. You liked those berries. You peeped into my bag. I know you ate them all. And you're worried that I will punish you. But I should not, because I lied to you. They are not poisonous. Snacks are not poisonous. I'm really sorry for my lie. You may can have snacks any time of the day, but healthy snacks to remember, and have many, many loads of berries. Listening to their sir, all the children smiled, laughed, and thanked to their sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm so sorry I finished all the berries, those last berries.
It's okay, my darling. It's okay. Hey, so what did you learn from this story? That we need to eat healthy snacks. We can be healthy sometimes, I guess. Hey, jokes apart. The moral of the story is that we should not lie for small little things like for snacks. Isn't it? Yeah. Children should not lie to their teachers, and teachers shouldn't lie to their children. It's as simple as that, like it's late and we need to sleep. So let's sleep on time, my darling. Let's sleep on time and make sure we don't lie. Yeah? So let's sleep on time. Close your eyes. I'm going to miss you. Yeah. I miss you always. So miss you. Close your eyes. Sleep tight. And say good night, Panda Mama. Good night. Hey, this is the time to say thank you. So first of all, thank you, Myra from Canada. I know that you don't sleep without hearing Panda Mama stories. Thank you so much. I have come to know from your mom that you listen to our stories every day. Thank you so much, Myra. So the second message from Shaila and Avantika. Thank you so much for your audio notes on Instagram. I love you so much for sending those notes. I love you so much. And yes, don't forget to forward this story to your best friends. Do it right away. And now, sleep. Good night.